Rolling.
Perf. Okay, do you want to start the intro or do you want me to start it?
You can go ahead. Okay.
Hi, it's Vanessa.
And I'm Karis. Thanks for,
We're so embarrassed. Do you want to talk about your trip a little bit?
Yeah, so I was in the mountains the last weekend. Mm-hmm. Last weekend, it was a real last minute trip. My cousin said, hey, I'm off from school. Like, let's hit the road. And I said, say less. My bags are already packed. Yeah. We didn't know where we were going, but then we decided to go to Gatlinburg. Shout out to G-Burg.
Tennessee.
Yeah, G-Burg, Tennessee. we were actually planning to just go to Great Smoky Mountains. Mm-hmm. We were debating camping, and I said, I don't think that's going to be our ordeal right now at this moment.
I would not want to do that.
We got a cabin, which ironically enough.
Which is crazy. Okay, the cabin that you and your cousin got is mm-hmm. the same exact cabin that me and my family stayed at whenever I went to Gatlinburg for the first time. Mm-hmm. Like back when I was like in sixth grade.
Yes.
Which was crazy. She was showing me photos and I was like, I've literally been to here.
Deja vu. A full circle moment.
Actually, I was like, what's happening? Red string theory.
Red string. well, we got there. Awesome cabin. Mm-hmm. I think I could possibly have picked the house up and brought it back with me. It was so nice.
Yeah. I love like wooden cabins like that.
It was so nice. It was bear themed. Got Jeez. There at like 3 p.m.-ish. Mm-hmm. Maybe 4. I think we jumped ahead an hour. And we went to dinner. And we got there freezing.
Really?
Freezing cold. Talk about like, I mean, it may not be cold for some people, but 60s is cold for me.
That's not that cold.
Well, talk about needed jacket and pants cold.
Yeah, I guess if you weren't like ready for the weather.
No humidity.
Oh, that's true.
And
that's
it's true. Just like, oh my gosh. So we went into town, went and ate. My cousin goes up to the lady taking seating and she goes, do y'all want outside or inside? And my cousin goes, do you have heaters outside? And she goes, it's not that cold.
It's 60s isn't that cold.
We were like, we'll be sitting inside. And then so like people kept crazy. Taking jabs at her all weekend. Mm-hmm. We had ate our food or whatever. And we go on this 15.2 mile hike.
Yeah, you told me about this.
My knees still feel like they need WD-40 in them.
Listen, I wouldn't have been able to get past the first mile. I don't know how you did 15.
Well, we had sticks to help us go. We had those, my extra arms.
Good Lord.
We're hiking. We get to this cave, beautiful cave. It's straight God's country, beautiful. We keep going. We keep going. This guy goes, you're almost there. 2 more miles after that. He straight up said, you're almost there. Liar. We're not almost there. Life is a highway? No, life is a hike.
So you had like a guide?
We did not have a guide.
Oh.
It was people passing us down the mountain, coming up and coming down. We got there at like 6:30 in the morning. So somebody had already hiked all the way up and was hiking all the way down by like 10 a.m., and said, you're almost there. And I said, no, buddy. We proceeded to walk probably 2 more miles after that.
I'm in shock. Okay. This whole time I thought you were like with a group. Like,
no, it was me and my cousin.
That's crazy.
So we get to the top and we go to the summit. So we're thinking views. We walk up, it's a pile of rocks. Literally, it's a pile of rocks that people just stack up. That was the highest point.
I know what you're referencing.
That was the highest point on the mountain. And we're like, where are the views at? And there's people up there. And they have like, there's these groups of people that go on hikes together. And they're like, take a photo. Pose like this. And we're just like, okay. And so finally, we go on this other little trail. And we sit down at what we think is a view. Mm-hmm. Straight fog. You know why they call it the Great Smoky Mountains? Because they're smoky. They are smoky and you can't see anything. And so then we eat and as we're walking back down.
Oh, they've got like stuff up there like.
No, we're sitting on the edge of a rock overlooking what is supposed to be a view. And it's just straight clouds. Like, I'm on cloud nine.
So literally. What did you eat?
Sandwiches. We packed the sandwiches.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
There's no food up there.
I thought
no
maybe
McDonald's.
There's, like, a food court. Like, I don't know what's going on.
No. So we decided to hike down. And my cousin was like, hey, let's stop. Like, I want to get a snack out of the bag. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So we sit down because my knees are gone.
I'd be, like, sliding down.
I wanted to jump off. Knees like Megan? Never heard of it. Like, we are going down. And we stop, and the same group that saw us eating up there comes down and sees my cousin taking a snack, and she goes, eating again? And she,
poor cousin,
she's like, what? Because that was the second hit someone has taken at her. Like, well, it's not that cold.
That lady probably just had, like, a handful of almonds and was, like, good to go for the day.
Well, no. She probably needed food, because then we walked down. Tell me why they were pulling out toilet paper. They were going to go in the woods. Mm-hmm. They were talking about pooping in the woods.
This is nuts.
Yeah, and then my cousin goes, I told him, well, as we passed by, I almost said, Grace, if they had a snack in their hand, I was going to be like, eating again? Because I knew they were eating. I knew they were up there eating too, because I saw them.
I can't.
We got down. We finally got down to the car, and it had just started raining as we got into the car. So, like, it was great.
What time did you, like, finally, like, get down?
Like, 1 or 2. Since, like, 6:30 that morning. Yeah. 8-hour shift, baby.
You could not pay me to do that.
So, we get down to the car, and we go back, and I said, yeah, I'm going to need a nap. I'm going to need a shower. I'm going to need some I'm going to need some drugs in my system.
Scratch the alcohol. We're going straight drugs.
And so then I was like, yeah, I need a break. Then we got in the hot tub that night because I said, I'm going to need to pass away.
Water therapy.
And then the next day we went horseback riding. That was the most peaceful thing ever.
Yeah, I can imagine after walking 15 miles.
It was just, I almost fell asleep. I felt like I was on a trip to Mordor with the elves of Hobbit land.
No, wait, actually, because Karrison was like, Vanessa, you should come along and do this. If I was there and you guys made me hike, not just walk 15 miles, hike up a mountain for 15 miles, the next day I would have been out of commission, like, dude from SpongeBob whose legs are made out of paper and bones are brittle or whatever the heck.
Every,
like,
morning I break my legs. In the afternoons I break my arms.
Literally would be, like, posted up in the bed like this. Like,
she, for audio listeners, she's full on.
I'm full on on a gurney. Like, would not be able to, like, I'd have to be life flighted off of the mountain. Genuinely. I don't think I'd be able to make it down.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. But other than that, successful trip. We made it back.
Yeah, you made it back and then got back to work, like, literally the next day, I think.
Yeah, I was acted like I was never gone.
That was crazy. Yeah, that was, like, such a quick trip. It felt like you were gone for a while, but then it was only literally, like, a weekend.
It was, yeah, literally 2 days from work.
Yeah.
But I felt like I'd live multiple lives. So, anyway, successful trip.
Yeah, that's awesome. But okay, this, I was gonna talk about this before your trip and then I completely forgot, talking about celebrities.
Yes,
talking about crazy things like life flighting. Actually, it's not that crazy. It's just something I'm seeing a lot and I'm kind of over it. It's trending and it's tired.
You're trending and tired of it.
I'm trending. It's trending. I'm tired of it. It's celebrity endorsed food.
Okay,
every time I go through the drive-thru, there's a cardboard cutout of somebody holding up a meal, smiling, trying to push their advertisement onto me. I get it, right? Like, back on the day, like, people were on, like, the cereal boxes and, like, commercials and whatever. I don't need, like, freaking Chris Hansen to have a fucking meal at McDonald's. Like, it's getting out of hand. Like, it's too much.
I'm not gonna lie, I was a fan of the Travi Patty. Travis Scott Whataburger. Or not Whataburger.
McDonald's. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm picky. So I'm not gonna try these people's, like, meals in the first place.
True. Well, it's kind of like, you know, with the crumble cookies, how celebrities do a little...
Oh, like the Kardashians.
Yeah, the Kardashians did the crumble cookies. So did Olivia Rodrigo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Now there's bathwater soap. Sydney Sweeney?
I know exactly.
Okay, so I'm scrolling Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I get an ad.
Dr. Squatch.
Yeah, Dr. Squatch. Never heard of them. They're for the men.
They are for men, yeah.
So it's like manly soap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking and I'm like, oh, why does it say this is made with Sydney Sweeney's bathwater? And why are all the comments saying they can't wait to buy it?
Oh, well, we must have had two different comment sections because all the comments I viewed were like super negative.
All the things... I was on Reels, so it must have made it to like the guys for you page on Reels.
They were like eating it up.
They were like, there was a few where they were like, I love Dr. Squatch, but I love my girlfriend more. But there was others that had like the gifs with like the cartoon eyes like coming out, like people being like, oh, this is going into my collector's edition. Like,
oh my gosh.
It was scary. It was a scary place to be. I felt like I was like, you know, whenever you're like walking about and you like are, you enter a dark alley and you're like, yeah. Oh, I shouldn't be here. That was me in the comment section of the Sydney Sweeney bathwater soap.
I saw a different comment section.
What were you seeing?
So I was on Instagram and it was like the original post with like the poster and like, or the picture of the soap.
Right.
And the comments, I immediately went to them. There was a lot of people, men and women, disgusted.
Like bashing her?
Yeah, they were like, bills aren't that high. They're like, this is disgusting. Like, have more like
decorum.
Yeah, have more respect for yourself. This is like, bills are being, like, there's no way. Not in this economy.
Right.
And like, that was like the entire section. And I kept scrolling because I was like, surely I'll find.
Okay, no. I'm genuinely like curious. Do you think they actually make it with, like, her bathwater?
No.
Like, that I can't, like, pass, like, the FDA, right? Is FDA approved soap? I don't know.
Yes, has to. I don't think they actually do. I think it's one of those where...
A scam?
I think they're saying it's her bathwater, and she probably just picks a scent of bubble bath that she uses. There's no way that she actually...
That's what I was thinking. I was like, there's no way... Like, I remember a while ago, like, a few years ago, there was, like, some internet streamer who was selling... her bathwater, like, personally, like, she had a website and, like, was selling it. And I was like, okay.
Here's a gallon.
Like, that I can see happening. Like, somebody in their home selling it. Whatever. Cool. But, like, a fully operational, like, business.
There's no way she takes that many baths.
Well, it's limited edition.
Oh, that's true.
But my thing is, like, is it actually her bathwater? Are they just saying it is? I think they're scamming people. Like,
I think it's like, I don't even think it's like them technically trying to scam people. I think it's just like them calling it that. Like, because I think people jokingly were like, oh, like,
well, they're advertising it as made with her bathwater.
Oh,
so that's why I was like, is it her bathwater before she got in?
I don't think it's actually using her bathwater. I think it's just going to use a scent that she picks out at whatever establishment they make them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe I'm thinking too much about it. You know, good for her for, like, she knows her like, demographic.
Oh, yeah. No, she's been signed with them. She had a collection, I guess, with them because they know that guys, like, are interested in her.
Oh, yeah, they, like, love her.
And so they're like, how can we get men to bathe? Sydney Sweeney.
Wait, this is actually smart because, yeah, actually now I'm for it.
You're for it? You're for it?
Anything that will get the guys to shower, I love it.
Like, what can we do to make them smell good? Sydney Sweeney.
Bathwater.
They know that they're obsessed with her and they're like, hey.
Well, okay, this is the one thing is that what if they're so obsessed with it, they don't want to use it?
They need to go seek some help.
You know what? We need to not get in on this. I don't want to sell my bathwater. But I think I need to be in the room where this happens.
Get on the Dr. Squatch board. What would be the equivalent of that for girls? The Justin Bieber perfume?
No.
When not current Justin, past, Justin? Like,
what's like One Direction perfume? That went crazy.
What's the equivalent of, hey, we really want to market to girls this age? What is the celebrity item and product that would really, like, I don't know.
I don't know.
It has to
like,
be.
Who's like the it guy right now?
I don't know.
I have no clue either.
Did you have any other celebrity talk you wanted to mention?
Celebrity talk. It's celebrity adjacent. It's like all of the media I've been consuming recently. Mm-hmm. So last time I talked about Trolls.
Correct.
Loved Trolls. Went to watch Trolls 2 mm-hmm. World Tour. Thought I was going to love it because the premise is like, oh, like you thought it was just these trolls? Nuh-uh, honey. Those are the pop trolls. There's rock trolls, there's country trolls, there's like hip-hop trolls, like there's all kinds of trolls. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm so down for this. I hated it. Okay, hate is a strong word.
Disliked it.
I didn't like it as much as the first because of the rock character. I literally can't think of her name. So basically what happens is the rock queen mm-hmm. of the rock trolls has decided that, you know what, rock is the only music that needs to be a thing. Like, everything else sucks. So I'm going to go to every single rock troll colony and take their magic string that gives them their music and, like, destroy their world. So she's going on a world tour.
Okay.
Where she's, like, trying to collect all these strings and make everybody a rock troll is what she's trying to do. Right?
Okay.
And so what I do like about this movie is, like, the message about, like, celebrating differences and, like, because Poppy, my love, Miss Queen Poppy, she was princess, now she's queen, period. Mm-hmm. She's, like, the whole movie is, like, no, guys, like, we're all the same. Like, we need to come together and, like, defeat the rock troll. And then so finally they're, like, in the R&B hip-hop world, and they're, like, no, girl, we're not all the same. Like, we're all different, and that's mm-hmm. what makes us cool because we all got differences.
Right.
I said, okay, I like this.
Different talents.
I love the theme of, like, celebrating differences and coming together and promoting that. Hate. The rock queen troll. I was also really upset because there's a country troll area, right? And their queen's name is Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn.
Yes, that of that fame. But it's played by Kelly Clarkson. You couldn't have gotten Reba. You couldn't have gotten Dolly Parton.
Dolly would have so been a troll.
Shoot, I would have taken Miranda Lambert. Like, Carrie Underwood. Kelly Clarkson, to me, is more pop.
She's not. I personally don't think she is in the country genre. And I know country genre.
I love Kelly Clarkson, too. But I was just like, really?
She's a great singer, but she's not in that genre.
Yeah. So, not like, Trolls 2, overall, not a fan of it. Would I watch it again maybe 10 years from now when I have a child? Yeah. But I'm not going to, like, go back and rewatch. I am going to watch Trolls 3. I'm excited about that. Hopefully I like that more.
I've also been doing my exploring on Netflix.
Oh, really?
I started season 8 of Love is Blind. This is a show that, despite how bad it is, I'm not saying the experience bad or anything, but mm-hmm. despite, I'm always going to click it.
Yeah, it's like a guilty pleasure.
I'm always going to click it because it's background noise. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're actually proposing to each other after 3 days.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're going in blind, literally. I don't know why. It just shocks me. And the people are so open arms to finding someone. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you could literally get played.
Like, and a lot of times they do, I think.
Yeah, right? A lot of times they see each other in the whole reveal and they're like, oh.
Well, I've never seen Love is Blind. I've always just seen like clips and stuff mm-hmm. on TikTok. And I think there was like some type of drama.
Yes, with one guy.
Because he like...
There was a girl. If it's the same thing that you're thinking of, she had referred to herself saying that some people thought of her looking like Megan Fox.
Yes.
Now, I can understand why people would have said that. She does have similar facial features, as in eyes.
Yeah.
But
you don't tell somebody that who can't see you.
Right. He full on is expecting Megan Fox to walk through that door, and that is not what he got.
Yeah.
And that caused issues. He even said that to her. It was like, you said you looked like this, and you don't.
But
as soon as he heard her say that, he immediately was like obsessed with her.
That's what I was thinking too.
So is it's like, also on him.
The show's called Love is Blind, not Love is possibly meeting somebody that looks like Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Like, the whole point of the show is to, like, fall in love with somebody's personality.
Right.
And not their looks. So, even them just, like, bringing up what they look like was, like...
I'm eager to see how this season goes because there's this really good couple that is just vibing. And then he was like, what's your attachment style? And she said, avoidant. And she explained why. Mm-hmm. And he goes... ooh, I'm going to have to take a step back from this and think. And she was like, why? And he's like, all my exes have had that attachment style. And she's like, well, I want to reassure you the reason why I had this is probably way differently than your exes, which it was. So I'm eager to see if that relationship moves on or not. I don't know. Aquamarine, the movie, has been on my mind heavily lately.
I love that movie.
I need to rewatch it. It's just been on my mind. Like, I never wish... more that I could find a mermaid friend or me be a mermaid.
No, you know what I wanted so bad when I was younger? The little starfish.
Yes. The little starfish.
Oh my God. Oh, I need to rewatch this movie. This movie was a vibe. I think that's going to be...
the vibe of the summer.
Yes, that's exactly
Jeremy,
what I
was going to say. Jeremy, was that the lifeguard's name? I don't know. I think it was.
I think it was.
But like, I full on was like, I'm like so here for y'all having a crush on him. And like the two snacks that I remember the most from that movie, gummy worms and Ben and Jerry's.
Yes.
Like.
Gummy worms. I was younger, I would go swimming and I would like dip them in the pool water and eat
the
them.
The chlorine. You're like, yummy, spicy.
I was like, I'm a mermaid. Which is kind of crazy, but yeah, I did that. Or like putting salt.
In your water?
In the water.
You did that?
I didn't put it in my water. This might sound crazy. I put it in my Sprite.
Well, Sprite, I think, I'm not bashing it. I really think some drinks have, like, salt in them, like Powerade does.
No, yeah, they do, but, like, I would be, like, at Chuck E. Cheese, like, with the salt shaker, like, dumping it in my Sprite.
Just a little shot of this.
Yeah, one shot of salt.
Oh, empty. I need some more.
Yeah. I know.
We need to watch that and, like, follow up on that. Because
Halloween costume idea.
Yeah. Halloween costume
idea. You have the hair for it.
I could pull it off with the waves and put some blue in it. Mm-hmm. Put some seashells on my ears. No, that was...
with a little, like, long sleeve shirt that she ties into a dress. Yeah.
Oh, that was such... I was so envious of that dress. I was like, I want it. And then when she's in the water tower, I'm like...
I wanted to live in there.
I'm going to climb a water tower right now.
Literally wanted to live in a water tower. I don't think that's actually how they are.
No, I've looked at a few of them. I don't think you can just climb up them.
No, I think you can climb up them. I don't think do they just have doors that you can open and like hop in?
I don't know if you can just take a dip.
Pause. What is the purpose of a water tower?
Okay, so I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked that because you know how some places, especially like, okay, in Texas, they have aquifers underneath the ground sometimes. Depending on where you live and the type of water system, it's there for people to like hold like excess amount of waters because water goes down and then goes into homes. So it depends on the area, I guess, or the town that you're in. So it does help people.
Perfect. I'm so glad that you know that. I'm just off the top of your head.
I just had to explain that because at one point in time, one of our coworkers didn't know how water towers work, and I had to explain that.
Who? Oh. I'm not going to knock her because I literally don't.
Well, no, I didn't know either. Didn't know that water towers held water in them.
She just thought they were called water towers?
And she said, oh, water towers have water in them?
Work.
No, Aquamarine, it's just the vibe of summer. That's what we're doing. We're going back to nostalgia, like mermaid vibes.
Oh my gosh, I desperately, you were saying this the other day, I think, right? We desperately need to hop in a pool and play mermaids.
I literally was swimming yesterday and I said, hey kids, let's play mermaids. And they all looked at me like I was an idiot. They were like, mermaids? I said, yeah.
Do they not do that anymore?
No. They play sharks and minnows. They play categories.
Okay.
Marco Polo, and I played Marco Polo completely. I kept saying Marco. No polos were answering. They're all underwater, swimming around with their goggles. And I said, and it was like, it was like, y'all want to play mermaids? And they're like, what? How would you even play that? How?
With your imagination?
With the tail that you literally have attached to your feet right now?
Can't you see mine? It's pink with sparkles.
Do you see my hair? It's got turquoise in it. Do you not see my shell bra? And the power that I have to speak to all sea creatures?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what our scenarios were. I mean, I know we would take turns acting like we would fall off a boat.
This is crazy to me.
We'd get on the diving board and be like, whoa, whoa! Fall into the pool and then you'd have to swim, grab at the person and bring them to the side.
But you're swimming, are you swimming like with your legs together like you had a tail?
Well, I mean, you can only do so much when you're actually having to save somebody.
No, because I would try to do that and then I'd get to the deep end and start panicking and then I'd have to like doggy paddle back to the...
I'm trying to think, when we played Barbies, it was always just like, you know, like, oh, let's go to the mall, let's do this, or, mm-hmm. you know, but there was, I mean, I remember a day on the playground where we had acorns as currency.
Oh, yeah.
That was a, I don't know why, but you had to pay a certain amount of shillings to go down. And it was the same girl every single day, standing guard of that playground.
What do you think she did with her acorn?
I don't know what she did. I don't know what she bought. I have no idea. I just full on was like, okay, here's 5 acorns. Like, please let me go. Like, I have to urgently get down the slide.
Urgently.
Especially if you're like running from somebody on the playground. You're like... Where's my coins?
Keep the change.
Here, throw it in. And you're like, let me go. And you're like, that's probably how that was my bath water. Having to pay acorns.
Paying acorns to go down a slide is your bath water?
When you're in a bind. Like.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That makes sense.
When you're in a bind, hey, I have to get down like people are right on my tail.
Propaganda I'm not falling for, paying acorns to go down a slide. Because what do you mean you're going to make me go collect acorns to pay you?
You're going
to
go make me forage?
Girl, if you don't go forage yourself, I'm finna go down this slide.
No, and there would be people lined up. Lined up to pay her.
I wonder
her.
Where she's at now. She was making money moves.
I know where she's at now.
Well, let's not talk about it.
Ominous. I know where she's at now. Okay. Moving on. I just want to say this real quick. I just discovered Tyla's music.
Tyla?
Tyla. I just discovered her in general.
Mm-hmm.
Her music is what I will be listening to all summer long.
During the summer is when I'm like defrosting and mm-hmm. like I'm about to put my trekker hat on and listen to some country music and sit by the pool.
Well, that's kind of the vibe it gives. I mean, yeah. We're coming out of crawfish season.
So sad about that.
Coming out of crawfish season, you know, you got to get the hat on. Got to, you know, put the jean shorts on, get whatever and...
Yeah.
I enjoy having like the country vibe, but I also am like, I want to dress up a little bit. I want to go to a lounge.
A lounge?
You know, like a lounge where you can go and like sit and there's house music and you're just...
Where is this?
Have you ever been to one?
No, I've never even... lounge with house music? Like a bar?
Yeah, you could... Some would call it a bar. But like imagine... Okay, imagine.
You're acting like you're like in Ibiza, like.
No, because that's literally what we had in Florida. Like we would have lounges. And I know they have them in like big cities.
Okay.
Like imagine going, like you're just like, I get off work and you're like, okay, I still have my heels. I have a messy bun up, glasses on. Like I gotta go grab a drink or something. And so you're like, hey girls, like let's meet up at the lounge. Have you seen the movie Hitch?
No, I haven't actually.
That's one you need to watch. Anyways, I was going to reference the lounge.
That's the Will Smith one?
Yes, I was going to reference the lounge. But anyways, they're just in couches. And then there's just a bar, and it's just, like, music, like, soft, I say soft, house music just playing in the background.
I see, okay.
And it's not, like, where you're, like, there's a dance floor, I feel awkward, or, like, what do? Do I go to the VIP? No, there's just couches. And you just sit, and you just talk, like, kind of like what we're doing now. You just talk, and just...
Okay, so we're lounging.
Yeah, I wish so badly there was some of those here. And, like, most of the time, people are, like, dressed more up, not, like... boots and a tee. They're doing right. like more business casual because I just got off of work or, you know, I don't know. I just wish we had one of those here, but, you know.
Maybe you should get on that.
Club Penguin, am I right? My idea.
Oh. I thought you were trying to segue into something else.
No, like. No,
Karis has this idea for like a bar where it's just literally Club Penguin themed and like the dance floor is like.
I would
igloo and
yeah. So imagine going to a club that is cool and it's not dirty. It's clean.
Literally cool.
The dance floor is see through, kind of transparent with some lights underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
You have DJ up there and you got kind of like steam everywhere. Imagine second floor
steam.
You know, like the like when the DJ
like fog.
Fog, yeah.
Steam makes it sound like it's like sweaty and hot.
No, it is completely cold. You're gonna need a jacket when you walk up in here.
Okay.
Second floor is more if you wanna like be in the VIP area. There will be an open
seafood buffet.
There will be an open seafood buffet. Think boiled shrimp, crab legs, cocktail sauce, things of that nature. You can sit down and eat. I may have to rethink that because it may stink really bad.
That's what, well, if it's cold, it's not like it's like.
Yeah, think of if you were to get locked into a walk-in freezer.
Like that cold. Are you going to hand jackets out like in the front that are kind of like penguin coated?
No, because then I'd have to wash them.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm thinking dressed whatever color you want. Like, you know how you can pick your club penguin coat color?
What color were you?
I was blue.
I was too.
I was the teal color. And sometimes I'd go to pink occasionally, but mainly teal.
No, I was always blue. Yeah, teal.
So yeah, you know, that's kind of what you would think. And you can go in. It's think of it super casual. Not, I mean, dress warm. I'm going to recommend mittens.
Your drinks are served in straight ice.
It's a block of ice. And you're like.
Your hands are like stuck. You know, whenever like your hands get like stuck to something that's cold. Yes.
You, like, go to sip the straw and you can't, like, move your lips.
Moved. Oh, my God.
So think that vibe. But anyways, sorry, I digress.
No, okay, but we were talking about summer and, like, whatever. And this is something that I've, before we got into Club Penguin, and this is something that I literally was thinking of while driving up on the way here. It's so hot.
Yeah.
That when you're driving, you see a mirage. Of what looks like water in the distance. Heat mirages. I was thinking about that. Those, like, that's fucked up.
I've had that issue. I've actually gotten in trouble by my mom for this. So.
In trouble?
So, okay. When I was younger, way younger, think elementary, my cousin and I, we were in the car and it was hot, as you can imagine. And we're going to wherever. It's me, my cousin, my mom, and my aunt. And we are being loud. We're thirsty and we're like, we need water. We want water. We look out the front window. There's water. There's water. And we're like, water, water, water. And we're like being loud. They're like, shut up, shut up. And they're like, it's not water. Just wait till we get to the restaurant. And we're like full on. And we're like going hog wild for this water. Oh. Like we're expecting them to pull over, hand me a glass. And we're going to, like, scoop this water up.
Okay, you going hog wild in the backseat over water is reminding me of two things. The first one is whenever me and my sisters were in the car and we were, like, being loud, my mom would ask us if we wanted to play Sleeping Lions, which basically was just a game of us pretending that we were lion cubs and we'd sleep. The second thing that reminds me of is Caillou. You mentioned you have, like, some type of beef with him.
Yeah, I have tons of beef with him.
For anybody who, like, is unaware, Caillou was this little bald-headed kid from PBS who just cried and complained all the time, I guess. Right?
Yeah, I have some tea on him.
Okay.
So here's the deal. I'm not afraid to say I hate him. I hate the show. He makes me, like, I'm feeling my blood boil right now, and I don't really want to go down this rabbit hole, but I will go on it briefly. His parents need to grow a backbone. This little kid, and I do not want to hear people saying, oh, we had cancer. No.
What?
People, yeah, okay, so. I'm sorry.
What? This is the first I'm hearing it. Wait, is this true? It's a theory.
It's a theory. People are saying that, hold on.
She needs a sip of her water.
Like, Caillou makes me so mad that I'm having a coughing fit. I don't know how or why he popped up on my For You page.
Wait. Can we circle back to, does he have cancer?
No, he does not have cancer. False allegations. He does not have cancer.
It's like a fan theory.
It's a fan theory because, one, he's bald. Two, they think his parents aren't standing up to him because they want to give him everything because he's going through it.
Okay.
Yeah, they feel bad. And there was only one clip that I found of him actually being ill. So I don't think he had cancer.
Okay, moving forward. Okay, he came on your For You page.
He came on my For You page. I don't know the context. I don't know why he popped up. Mm-hmm. He was just there. And I said, absolutely not.
Oh, you didn't even watch it.
I saw him, and I don't know if it was an edit or what, but I saw him in his bald head, and I said, I gotta keep going. Because I knew it would make me mad. Man, I cannot breathe. I have a tickle in my throat. Anyway, so.
That's Caillou.
That's Caillou coming to haunt me. So I then was like, you know what? I'm going to do a deep dive on this real quick.
Okay.
I go, I'm seeing all these edits of him. Like, now FEMA is a vision of a hustler, of a hustler. Like, they're like, who is this diva?
He was a diva.
Which, he was a diva. I can give him that. But they're sitting here. And I go to the comments immediately, and they're like, nah, his parents need to give him a butt whipping, like, all this stuff. Tell me why. This dude is crashing out over everything. Everything.
No. And his little sister, he was, like, getting the brunt of it. Like,
yeah.
Rosie. Mind you, she's a baby. Name. Yeah, Rosie. Mind you, that girl couldn't do nothing without Caillou pissed off.
She's a toddler. And so the one I was watching... Caillou's at the playground. His friends are in the little sandbox, and they're making a castle. He accidentally steps on a castle and knocks it over. He turns around. Oh, I'm sorry. Sits on the bucket, breaks the bucket. They're like, we don't want you playing with us, Caillou. You break everything. So he runs off, and he's like, Mommy, Mommy. Mommy, Mommy. They don't want to play with me. And he's tears. It's just showing dots coming from his eyes. And she goes, oh, well, you can go play by yourself on the playground. So he goes, doesn't enjoy it. He sees his friends building sandcastles, and he's like, aw. So then he goes up to his mom, who's swinging Rosie. Mommy, Mommy, will you push me like Rosie? Caillou, you're too big. He then goes, he gets on the swing. It shows him, like, going back and forth. Mm-hmm. He then is just like, I give up. So he goes back up to the sandcat or wherever, and he's like, oh, like, I miss my friends. And then, like, that was the end of it. So it was like, Caillou had to learn that he was,
yeah,
could not play with everybody, da da da. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what the point of that show was, to teach kids lessons. Like, you can't get what you want, because there's a song about that. You can learn it from the song. You can't always get what you want. No, we don't need Caillou. And the dude would crash out over everything. There was tantrums. The tantrums this kid threw, I can't. I cannot. Yeah. The parents need to stand up. It kind of reminds me of Ruby and Max.
Max and Ruby.
Yeah. I went on a dive years ago over this show, and the amount of people that are like Ruby's op, because they were like, she literally was like trying to get Max in trouble. Like he was just trying to play with his toys and she's out here like, can't play with them.
So, okay, no. When I was younger, I'm an older sibling. So whenever I was younger and watched the show, I was always on Ruby's side. I was like, oh my God, Max is always trying to ruin everything. Like, he can never do anything right. Like, she's just telling him to do this one thing. Like, why does he got to put freaking worms on the cake? Like, what is going on? But then, like, watching it as I'm older, I'm like, oh no, she literally was just being really bossy. And like, which me as an older sibling, yeah, I can be bossy. And like, I definitely was back then. So like, obviously I resonated with Ruby.
Oh, yeah.
But like, yeah, like, looking back on it, it's like, Ruby's like, girl, you needed to calm down.
Mm-hmm. Take a chill break.
She's very controlling, but also, where were their parents?
I was just about to say, where are the mom and dad bunnies?
Because there was, they had a grandma.
Yeah,
she lived on the other side of town.
So, like, where's mom and dad? I saw a theory on that where they thought that she was the sister that had to take care of him and that he had autism.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know if it's true. I had seen that theory a while back.
Interesting. So we've got Caillou with cancer, Max with autism. What else? What like, can people stop diagnosing things?
Well, SpongeBob.
Oh, and the seven deadly sins. Here we go.
No, I was going to say SpongeBob. You know why they, like, there it, like, resembles after, like, or during World War One or World War Two, where they would have, like, where they would go and test bombings in the ocean.
Oh, I've heard this. Mm-hmm. And they're like some like nuclear fish.
Nuclear fish. That's why they can do all those
things. I thought you were referencing like people say that they're like the seven deadly sins. Like Patrick is like sloth. Mr. Krabs is greed.
Well.
I think Squidward's like what, vanity or something.
Okay.
I don't know what SpongeBob would be. I can't even think of the seven deadly sins off the top of my head.
I'm not familiar with those. Let's just stop analyzing things as a whole. Like, let's just, not us, but like,
we can do it. You can't.
No, I'm saying like as a whole, let's stop coming up with all these theories and let's just watch.
No, I like a theory. I love a theory. This is just the first time I'm hearing of certain theories like
cancer
and autism and all that jazz. I actually love a theory, like a movie theory, a film theory, if you will.
Thank you guys for listening to us once again. We've been having fun doing this. And so be sure to
follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
OBL.pod.
OBL.pod.
Hit that follow button. Hit those likes. We love to hear your comments. Also, YouTube. Hit that bell.
Yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, hit the bell. We love posting for you guys. We've got a lot of shorts and different stuff coming out too throughout the week, so it's really exciting.
Also, we're on all platforms.
Yes, if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Music, what else is there? Amazon Music. We're all there. We're not on iHeartRadio yet. Working on it.
We're just a search away. We're just a search away.
That's giving like Shrek 2, Fairy Godmother. Happiness is just a teardrop away. Anybody?
I know exactly. And that's something I want to start. I want to rewatch that now.
Okay.
Anyways, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.